in his book, A Place for You. The famous Swiss psychiatrist, Paul Tournier, tells of a young student with whom he had formed a very deep friendship. And Tournier writes, "One day, he was sitting by my fireside, telling me of his difficulties, of this deep anxiety that never seemed to leave him, and which at times even turned into panic and flight. What he was trying to do was see objectively, if possible, what it was that was going on inside of himself, and he was trying to understand it." And then, as if summing up his thoughts, Tournier writes, he looked up at me and said, "Basically, I'm looking always for a place, somewhere to be." Now, the young lad had constantly tried to attach himself to a group or to a community of some kind. And occasionally, he would have the impression that finally, at last, he was in, that he was part of a crowd. But then those feelings would quickly disappear. For him, all of society seemed phony, hypocritical. He had looked to his mother and to his father and friends and fellow students, always in some kind of search of inspiration. But all he saw was their commitment to an empty convention, a commitment really to the status quo. He said, "I'm always looking for a place, somewhere to be." Now, what he was looking for and had not found was really a community of discontent. He was looking for people who were really eager to step out from the status quo. People who were tired of peer pressure, tired of the constant pressure to conform. This young man was really engaged in the scenario that Jesus just described in today's gospel when he said, "I have come to light a fire on the earth. Do you think I have come to establish peace on the earth? I assure you the contrary is true. I have come for division. From now on, father will be split against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother." Now, I know that this happens to be one of those texts that most people would prefer to gloss over. And yet the words are there, part of Luke's gospel. And yet those words do worry some Christian people. They say, "Jesus really did say, I have come for division. Whatever does that mean? Split father against son and son against father? Does it mean that Jesus is trying to break up our families?" The answer, of course, is no. Jesus is not a destroyer of families. Jesus is the person for all families. He has come to heal any kind of broken family relationships. He wants to reconcile parents with estranged sons and daughters. When Jesus speaks of divisions and splits among family members in today's gospel lesson, he is really using very forceful language, telling us to keep our priorities in order. In the words of one very highly respected scripture scholar, Jesus today is telling us in the gospel that the words of the gospel are like a sword that separates eager people from contented people. When God is at the center of our life, then we always live in a condition of eagerness. When we are eager to hear His living holy word, then we are eager to learn more about who we really are, what we ought to do with our lives. Eager to let it all spill over then into the lives of other people, it means that we are constantly on the move, constantly in the process of growth. It means that we are never really, really satisfied with where we are now, at this moment, that we really would like to continue to grow and change whatever it is in our life that might keep us from drawing even more closely to the Spirit that lives within us. And like that young student friend of the psychiatrist Paul Tournier, we too are always looking for a new place. We're always looking for some place to be. On the other hand, those people who are contented are those who really do not have God, the living God, at the very center of their lives or in their heart. They are not at all eager to change. They prefer the status quo, things as they are. They are satisfied with themselves just as they are now. And something other than God is at the center of their lives. Their number one priority could be money or career or security or just plain having a good time. And whatever it might be, it is that, then, that nurtures their spirit of contentment, their status quo, things as they are. In effect, they say, I want things to be the way they are now. Stay away from my money, God. Stay away from my work life, God. Do not threaten my security, God. Do not interfere with my good times, God. I'm not going to change anything. They forget that we do not live on bread alone. Our total person needs to be nourished and nurtured. We need to understand, especially young people today, that the good news of Jesus is growth. The entire gospel is the invitation to grow, to develop the life enhancement, even the call that Jesus made to self-denial, the Passover mystery, when he said, you cannot serve both God and money. That was not intended to impoverish us, to put us into some kind of subhuman living condition, but rather, those words too are intended for our personal enrichment. Jesus wants us to understand that our fulfillment, that the meaning of our life, lies in this continual evolution, this growth process, from a lower condition to a higher state, from lesser wealth to greater wealth, That kind of inner resource that comes only from the Spirit, that helps us to live through all the difficulties of life as they come and go. Jesus says he has not come to establish a false peace of the status quo. Jesus tells us today that he has come to raise up our sights. He has come to raise up our hopes to a level that is higher than anything that we could have dreamed of on our own. Jesus has come to offer us somewhere to be. When we think that we are all alone, and those are the kind of surprises that even his eager sisters and brothers do not expect. It's something like the members of the combined choirs of Los Angeles a few years ago, and they were looking forward eagerly to the performing Bach's St. Matthew's Passion. They were looking forward with great eagerness because the conductor was to be the great Leopold Stokowski. And so what happened is described by one of the choir members. She says that at the dress rehearsal, Stokowski went through the work with the several hundred choir singers and the orchestra. And at the end, he tapped for silence and said, "I guess that you know all the notes well enough." But he said, "I'm sorry to tell you, it's quite evident to me that the Spirit is lacking. I want all of you now to go home and to take out your Bibles tonight and read St. Matthew's account of the life of Christ and meditate especially on the passion of Christ and try to grasp what it says. Who knows? What you read tonight might be the very message that the listeners tomorrow need in these days of doubt and despair. And come back tomorrow for the performance and try to convey to the audience through your music the meaning and the inspiration of the sacred words that you are actually singing." And she said that we singers were startled to hear this kind of advice from this worldly, debonair Stokowski. But we did, as we were told. And the next night, we sang our hearts out. Today, the world is split and divided, just as Jesus said, as a prophet. As a prophet, he also said that families would be split and divided. God is at the center of some families, Mammon at the center of others. Some people are eager to change their lives, other people are contented with the status quo. But Jesus says, do not be anxious and upset about many things now. All you need do is depart from the usual distracting routine. Calm down and listen to the living word that I bring you for refreshment. It is spoken through my son Jesus, the prophet. Allow that word to be at the center of your life. And that is how you too will discover a new someplace to be.